Here we have an example where assets and existing liabilities were transferred from one company to another, but OPEC sanctions liability transferred with it.
Global companies face unprecedented risks and challenges in today's economy. To mitigate these legal and economic risks, companies are rapidly embracing and elevating the importance of robust ethics and compliance programs to promote positive corporate citizenship. On Corruption, Crime, and Compliance, you'll hear from industry leaders and insiders about how to create effective ethics and compliance programs that will mitigate risks and maximize financial performance. Here's your host, Michael Volkoff.
Welcome to Corruption, Crime, and Compliance. This is Mike Volkoff with another episode. And today we're going to talk about SCG Plastics paying OFAC $20 million to resolve violations of the Iran sanctions program. Welcome, everybody. Still coming to you from beautiful Sicily. Thought we'd take a look at this recent OFAC enforcement action. Pretty interesting. And it shows you that OFAC is capable of extending its long arm of jurisdiction, reaching non-U.S. companies that may, quote unquote, cause another company to violate U.S. sanctions laws. And the best example of this long reach is this recent enforcement action by OFAC against SCG Plastics, in which SCG, a Thailand company which sells plastic resins, agreed to pay $20 million for violations of the Iran sanctions program. Just one background point on SCG Plastics is that in January of 2022, SCG Plastics transferred all of its assets and existing liabilities to Thai Polyethylene Company Limited, TPE, a subsidiary of SCG Plastics' parent company that is based in Thailand. Accordingly, following this entire business transfer, SCG Plastics is no longer an operating business, so that in connection with SCG's settlement agreement with OFAC, APE, the successor in terms of assets, has also entered into an independent agreement with OFAC to maintain U.S. sanctions compliance commitments for 5 years. So it shows you again that how successor liability might work in the sale of a company. And here we have an example where assets and existing liabilities were transferred from one company to another, but OFAC sanctions liability transferred with it. So let's talk about the case a little bit more. From 2017 to 2018, SCG Plastics caused, they didn't have jurisdiction over SCG Plastics, but did with respect to their cause of U.S. financial institutions or banks, whatever, to process $291 million in wire transfer sales of Iranian origin high-density polyethylene resin, HDPE, high-density polyethylene resin, which is manufactured by a joint venture in Iran owned by SCG's parent company and the National Petrochemical Company of Iran, NPC, a part of the Iran government. HDPE is used, this resin is used to create a wide variety of injection molded plastics, including food and beverage containers, shampoo and cleaning product bottles, and other industrial items. During this time when SCG received wire payments for Iranian origin HDPE, it initiated U.S. dollar transactions on behalf of the Iran-based joint venture to pay the joint venture's outstanding debts to third-party vendors. The attempt to disguise the transactions, SCG used shipping and documentation products that obfuscated the product's Iran origin and the parties involved, which caused U.S. financial institutions to process these wire transfers in violation of the Iran sanctions program. So OFAC's enforcement action here demonstrates its willingness to extend enforcement actions to non-U.S. companies that obfuscate the involvement of sanctioned persons or jurisdictions in shipping or payment documentation so that U.S. financial institutions in turn process those financial transactions. So the story here goes back all the way to March of 2005. SCG Chemicals, the parent company of SCG Plastics, and two other unaffiliated companies formed a Singaporean company to enter into a joint venture with NPC. This joint venture, Mayer Petrochemical Company, and we'll call it Mayer, constructed a petrochemical plant in Asula, Iran, which began production in 2009 and had the capacity to produce 300,000 metric tons of HDPE annually. Now, SCG Plastics was a trading company that purchased, marketed, and sold plastic resin products manufactured by affiliates of SCG Chemicals, including Mayer. SCG Plastics customers for Iran origin HDPE products produced by the Mayer joint venture generally were manufacturers in East Asia that purchased bulk plastic resins for the manufacturing of plastic goods. SCG Plastics purchased and resold 60% of Mayer's output, and that's the joint venture, of Iran origin HDPE to its customers from 2009 to 2018 with a one-year pause between 2013 and 14. Now, to receive payment, SCG Plastics issued invoices to customers in U.S. dollars for payment to its bank accounts in Thailand. These U.S. dollar transactions were then processed by U.S. financial institutions acting as correspondent banks. To ensure the payments, SCG Plastics executed documentation that disguised the fact that the HDPE originated from Iran. Specifically, SCG Plastics issued shipping and payment documents that listed variants of the term Middle East as the country of origin rather than Iran. This practice was evident in export pro forma invoices that listed the loading port as any port in the Middle East or Jebel Ali, UAE, without any notation of the Iran loading point of Asula. In addition, SCG Plastics routinely sent final commercial invoices to its customers, omitting the Iran nexus by listing shipments as being from Jebel Ali, UAE, and entering Middle East as the HDPE's country of origin. SCG Plastics also transshipped the Iran origin HDPE it resold to its customers through the UAE. Once the cargo arrived in the UAE, SCG Plastics shipping agent issued an ocean bill of lading and corresponding shipping documents indicating Jebel Ali, UAE, as the port of loading for the HDPE rather than Iran. In addition, on at least 10 occasions, SCG Plastics paid debt owed by Mayer in U.S. dollars to Mayer's third-party vendors in exchange for HDPE produced by Mayer. By completing these transactions, SCG enabled Mayer to access the international financial system and mislead financial institutions concerning its involvement in the transaction. For those vendors that were Iran companies, Mayer instructed SCG Plastics to pay to bank accounts held other non-Iranian companies' names in countries other than Iran. In July 2018, SCG Chemicals sold its indirect interest in Mayer. Hence, SCG Plastics stopped selling Iranian origin HDPE, ending SCG Plastics' business relations with Iran. SCG Plastics committed 467 violations of the Iran sanctions program. These transactions fell into two categories. The first category involved 457 transactions in which SCG Plastics received U.S. dollar payments processed by U.S. correspondent banks from its customers for sales of Iran origin HDPE. The total value of these transactions exceeded $289 million. In the second category, SCG Plastics initiated U.S. dollar wire transfers on behalf of Mayer to pay for Mayer's debts to third-party vendors. The total value of these 10 transactions was $1.8 Now, SCG Plastics voluntarily disclosed the 10 violations from the second category, but did not voluntarily disclose the 457 violations from the first category. OFAC determined that all 467 violations were egregious violations. OFAC agreed to a $20 million settlement in recognition of the following considerations. As aggravating factors, well, first, was TPE, and that being the successor company's agreement to maintain U.S. sanctions compliance commitments for 5 years. As aggravating factors, though, OFAC noted that SCG Plastics willfully engaged in a persistent multi-year pattern of conduct designed to circumvent the Iran sanctions program. SCG Plastics caused significant harm to the OFAC sanctions policy objectives against Iran, providing illicit benefits to Iran's petrochemical sector. And SCG earned substantial revenues from its violations. On the mitigation side, OFAC cited the absence of any prior violations, SCG Plastics' substantial cooperation, including its independent internal investigation, providing large volumes of information, and entering into tolling agreements with OFAC. SCG Plastics' liquidation in Thailand and the successor company obviously planning to adopt significant sanctions compliance commitments. And TPE's compliance commitments include a risk-based compliance program, hiring a new sanctions compliance officer, implementing screening policies and procedures, conducting regular training, and ensuring regular auditing of sanctions compliance procedures. Now, OFAC noted several significant compliance considerations. First, commercial activity that may fall outside the jurisdiction of OFAC sanctions can still result in a violation when the financial transactions related to the activity are processed through or involve U.S. financial institutions. Further, non-U.S. companies that obfuscate the involvement of sanctions persons or entities in shipping or payment documentation expose themselves to significant penalties. OFAC has issued recent guidance as part of the Joint Compliance Notice on requirements for foreign-based persons to comply with U.S. sanctions and export control laws. This note specifically identified risks that non-U.S. persons who engage in conduct that cause U.S. persons to violate sanctions can themselves be subject to prosecution by OFAC. And finally, OFAC mentioned the fact that it has repeatedly warned companies of the risks facing companies in the energy and maritime sectors for violation of the Iran sanctions program. Well, very interesting enforcement action, $20 million, pretty high for OFAC, and the fact that these transactions didn't involve U.S. companies or OFAC jurisdiction companies, but actually involved companies that caused the financial institutions, the U.S. hook, to engage in dollar transactions that violated the Iran sanctions program. Had there been adequate disclosure, obviously they wouldn't have processed these transactions. So, interesting case. Keep following OFAC. This is the year of the storm, as we say, the coming storm of sanctions enforcement. We'll be back next week with another episode of Corruption, Crime, and Compliance.
If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to support the show is by subscribing on your favorite listening platform. To learn more and connect with Michael Volkov, go to volkovlaw.com.